much worthy.
His name is Lord, we thank you. Jesus, we thank you. Oh, Santa Claus, we thank you. Father, this is the day that you love us.
Your word says,
we shall rejoice and we shall be thankful in the name of Jesus. Lord, this man, we come against every power, we come against every principality, we come against every ruling authority in this day. In the city of Houston, in the totality of this country, but your order of heavens, we put them down. We put them down. We put them down. We put them down. In the name of Jesus. Lord, this morning, speak to our power. Let every word that shall come out of this world be also power. Be also fire. Be also power. Lord, do great things in their lives.
Amen.
Manifest them in their lives.
Amen.
Put testimonies of our lives.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God. For Jesus' wonderful name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. Beloved, you are here this morning. You have never given testimony before in this arena. This prayer mountain. Step from now to the altar. Because your testimony is following you. You have never given testimony here before. Step from the altar. Your testimony is following you. Your testimony is following you. Mighty name of Jesus. Rakapuwa sidaha. Masekebu. Rikapuwa makasidaha. Mashekehenda. Jehovah Father, we thank you for these lives. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this life. Jehovah Father, we thank you for that. Lord, I have no power of my own. You are the one who has called them out this morning. Lord, because you are God, Lord, because you are the Almighty. Signs, Lord, this morning, visit them in the name of Jesus. Visit them in the name of Jesus. Lord, as they have knelt down this morning before the throne of God, Lord, because you are God that visits by divine visitation, receive your testimony now. Receive your testimony now. Shall manifest the lives.
Amen.
In the name of the Father. In the name of the Son. In the name of the Spirit. Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jehovah. For in Jesus' wonderful name we pray.
Amen.
It is found.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Go back to your seat now. Thank you. I love the man of God. that you saw 3 Sundays ago, 4 Sundays ago, 5 Sundays ago, 8 Sundays ago. I want you to turn far away in this place and look at our brother, look at our sister, at this son of God. I go to heaven, I go to heaven, and say to my brother, say to my sister, you my brother, you my sister, the Lord God of the Lord God shall appear in your situation. In the name of Jesus. To God this morning. We thank Jehovah this morning for this opportunity to be available before His throne of grace and His presence this morning. The Lord will give you present that you love to remember in the mighty name of Jesus. This morning, brother, I beg to each and every one of us. Glorious greetings from our Father in the Lord, Mountain of Fire America's Ministries Worldwide, Dr. D.K. Olukoya. He says the joy of Jehovah shall continue to be your strength. Amen. I also bring you greetings from Mami Jiro, Pastor Mrs. Shade Olukoya. Great and mighty things shall continue to manifest in your lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. And again, I wish to welcome each and every one of you to the regional headquarters of Mountain of Fire here and that of the Caribbeans. Welcoming you on behalf of our senior regional pastor here, Pastor Paul Campbell. Each and every one of you, you are welcome in the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, this is a wonderful morning. This is a great morning. Nobody ever comes to Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries by accident. For each and every one of you that are present here this morning, Jehovah Lord, the Shekinah glory Father, has brought you here to do something fantastic in your life. We have been telling stories. Some they can tell, they can call it more light. So what we will reach a stage whereby people around us have started saying, where is that God in your life? They have looked at you. They have not been able to see the testimony. They have not been able to see the power of Jehovah in your life. your lives. They have watched you day in, day out. They have watched you week in, week out. They have watched you month in, month out. They have watched you year in, year out. And they begin to look at you. Is there any turnaround in this person's life? Is this God that is a true God? Beloved, something good must happen in your life.
Amen.
Is somebody listening to me?
Yes.
Something fantastic must happen to you.
Amen.
And if you permit me to say, I don't know whether this is in the encyclopedia or the dictionary, something fantabulous must happen to you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Beloved, this is a special morning. Because before each and every one of us arrived here, Baba Jehovah himself was already sitting here.
Amen.
He is God. He's the Almighty. The Jehovah Jireh, the Jehovah Nissi, the Jehovah Rohi, Jehovah Rapha. The unchangeable changer. The same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Beloved, I speak into your lives this morning. Individually and collectively, from person to person. I said, this is your year. Rika, Pata, Sida. I said, this is your year. It is time to tell a new story about yourself. It is time for your friends and even your enemies to begin to see the hand of God upon your life.
Amen.
The Lord will visit you today.
Amen.
You will never remember sin.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let's rise up and take this confession. Thank you, Jehovah Lord. Thank you, Jehovah Lord.
You have promised
me that
if I decree
a thing,
it shall be established.
Therefore,
I hereby decree
that
I shall not end my life
a failure. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Receive life. There are three persons here this morning. You have been looking for the womb. It is time for that womb to come alive by fire. Capone, see that? Thank you, Jesus. You have been a cry to the King of Kings for this.
Every dead organ in my body.
Before I take your seat, you're going to pray this one.
Year 2010.
Beloved, we are in the sixth month of the year. By this time, if you have a financial year, which is January to December, if you have an accountant on the year, already you start making preparation for your half year accounts. If you decide to open your life today, if you decide to look back to December 31st and 1st of January, you have asked Lord, do this for me, do this for me, do this for me, do this for me. And if you begin to pick one by one, one by one, one by one, what the Lord has been able to do for you, will that be 50%? Will that be 80%? Will be 100%. But we serve a God that can make us recover all lost grounds. We are going to pray because this is prophetic. You are going to pray to the rest of this year.
Year 2010.
Release my blessings in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's have our seats. Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, this morning, we are looking at what I call the God of the 11th hour. The God of the 11th hour. Comes before his time. God never fails. God sometimes comes with suddenly and with suddenness. God is a respecter of covenants. God is a respecter of agreements. When he says something, he stands by. by it. There are certain words prophetically that has come before each and every one of us for this year. It's a God of plans, purposes, and designs. It is God in God's own arithmetic. He has provided certain things, good things, marvelous things, wonderful for your life for this year. They shall come to pass.
Amen.
They must come to pass.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
For each and every one of us that are sitting here this morning, it should be strange to find anyone here not using a wristwatch. This is America. Amen.
Amen.
This is America. Where you work and work and work and work and work and schedule and schedule and schedule and schedule because of dollars, dollars, and dollars, and dollars. So you can't tell me you don't have a wristwatch. I will agree if it's a village setting where I come from. I said, they don't have a wristwatch. You can agree with them, but not here. But if you look at your wristwatch, because I know some of you are using Rimmel, Rolex. What do you call it again? Oh man, look, designer wristwatches. Go to Macy's. Go to all the big shops, shopping malls. Amen?
Amen.
And most of you all using designer wristwatches. I thank God for your lives. But when you look at the wristwatch, 1, 2, 3, 4 to 12, the first hour, the second hour, the third hour, on and on like that, until you reach the 12th hour. But there is something that is spiritually arithmetic with the 11th hour. As far as Jehovah is concerned, the 11th hour is the last hour of the day, of the week, of the month, and of the year. That is the hour that Jehovah sometimes comes with suddenly and with suddenness. The Lord God of the 11th hour shall visit you today. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. When Jehovah opens a door, who are you to close that door? Baba, God will guillotine you in the spirit and guillotine you in the physical.
Amen.
That is good for you.
Yes.
Any power that is saying your story will not change this year shall die.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your children of God will live with us. He says, I am God, a man of war. Man of war. And they will be running, they will be pursuing you in your dreams. The Lord will guillotine them. In the mighty name of Jesus. The last hour is the 11th hour. It is the end of the day, the end of the week, the end of the month, the end of the year. It's that time. That God himself will look at you like this. Look at you like this and say, this one. I'm going to do something fantastic for him from Zion.
Amen.
One of the songs that our father-in-law taught us, behold, I am the Lord. I'm God of all flesh. Is there anything too difficult for me to do? We run from pillar to post, from this to this. Meanwhile, Baba, God is just like that. Meanwhile, all that you need to do is to pray. decided prayer. Prayer that moved the hands of Jehovah. And we allow some scary spiritual beings to scare us. The Lord will fortify you with his power.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Matthew 26 or 16. Here's somebody who can quickly stand up and read. If you don't have a microphone, please. Six or 16. Quickly.
It reads, and about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle. And he said to them, why have you been standing here idle all day? They said to him, because no one hired us. He said to them, you also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right, you will receive. Verse 8. So when evening had come, the owner of the vineyard said to the steward, call the laborers and give them their wages, beginning with the last to the first. And when those who came were hired about the 11th hour, they each received a denarius. But when the last came, they supposed that he would receive more, but they likewise received each a denarius. 11. And when they had received it, they complained against the land owner, saying, the last men have worked only 1 hour and made them equal to us who have worked the burden and the
heat. More than 16, quickly.
So the last will be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few chosen.
God bless you wonderfully. Many are called, few are chosen. God has delivered the hour. For those who are talking about counting, that's what they call FIFO. First out. There's something that we call life first out. God comes at his own time, at his own pace. Somebody came here yesterday while we are part of the deliverance program 2 days ago. She came back just one day. The second day she ran out to buy anointing oil. Before she came back, the door was locked. The third day she came here and she gave a testimony. Now, pastor, I came here first day. All that I listed, I said, God, do this for me. And she said, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. God is doing it. That is God for you. It's not a respecter of persons. It's not a respecter of your nomenclature. Whether you are a lawyer, whether you are a pastor, whether you are a pope, that doesn't matter. It's not where you have to come. But when you are focused in Christ, it comes powerfully. You see the heart. Look, we have others whose hearts are already polluted. The Bible says the heart of man is a straight one. You can know it. And the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so he be. Wake up in the morning, put on your dressing, sit yourself in front of the mirror. That's it. That is you. At the contours of your life. The Lord will help us.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Enough of playing games with Jehovah. He will deliver you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Let him. He came. Those who are there from the beginning and the moment that came. To the end of that assignment, he gave them equally. Who are you to debate with God? Who are you to go and establish a symposium or a symposia? Amen? He's the creator of the heavens and the earth. You can't question him. the God of heaven shall pay your situation. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, go somewhere this morning. I have to run because we have so much to do today. But believe in the Holy Spirit will direct us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Mark 15, verse 25. Mark 15, verse 25 talks about the third hour. That was when our Lord Jesus Christ was crucified. Acts 2, verse 15. Also talk about the third hour when the apostles, disciples of Jesus Christ received the Holy Ghost. In Acts 23, verse 23, also talk about the third hour when Apostle Paul was handed over to the enemy. Those in other religions, those who are vast with spiritual matters, with spiritual issues, especially those of the Islamic religion, and some also of the white garment churches, they pray 3 hourly, the third hour, the sixth hour, the ninth hour, the 12th hour. But those of us who are Christians, who are children of Jehovah Lord, when others wake up very early in the morning, when they are kicking into the spirit realm, you and myself, after we must have taken serious, flexible pounded yam with assorted meats, just sleep off and be like, others, they are woken up already. Kicking into the spirit realm. All those hours, they are key. They are so important. The Lord will help us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jehovah Lord. After the battle, 10 verse 9 to 10, talk about the sixth hour when Peter saw a vision and the heaven opened. Mark 15 verse 34 to 37 was when our Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross. That was the ninth hour. You want to read it? The ninth hour, Mark 15, 34 to 37. Quickly.
Mark 15.
34 to 37. No, that's wrong. Eloi, lama sabachthani.
Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani.
Aha.
Translated, my God, why have you forsaken me? Some of those who stood by, when they heard that, said, look, he's calling for Elijah. Then someone ran and filled his pot full of sour wine, put it in the ring, and offered it to him to drink, saying, let him alone. Let him see if Elijah will come to take him down. Verse 37. And Jesus cried out with a loud voice and breathed his last.
That was the night hour. But that was the last. Are you forsaking me? Amen? The night hour. Is there anyone here who is under what you call the spirit of disappointment? Jobless, discomfiture, there's no comfort in your life. By the reason of Christ, by the ever that created the heavens and the earth, by the blood shed on the cross of Calvary, today for the restoration. God of 11th hour. The God of 11th hour. I remember Luke 5, 1 to 6, quickly. I'm going Luke 5, 1 to 6.
Luke 5, 1 to 6.
1 to 6, yeah.
So it was, as the multitude by the lake, but the fishermen had gone from them and they were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitude from the boat, verse 4. And he said, and when he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a catch. 5. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, but at your word, I will let down the net. 6. And when he had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking.
God bless you. They call profitless hard work. Simplistic. Profitless hard work. Peter and others. The four of them. But when Jesus got there, he said, do this. They looked at him. Oh, is this person? Throw down the net. They said, nevertheless, by the Lord. The voice that created the heavens and the earth. Amen. What happened? Spiritually, that voice, wherever all the fishes were, in that place, they were summoned to Peter. Summoned to Peter. Amen?
Amen.
That voice, that voice, that voice, that voice, that spoke, that brought blessings into the life of Peter. That brought abundance into the life of Peter. I came in unto that voice, on the ground, and I spoke.
Amen.
I speak, you shall live in abundance.
Amen.
I said, you shall live in abundance.
Amen.
I said, you shall live in abundance.
Amen.
You will never be poor.
Amen.
You will never be poor.
Amen.
Poverty shall be far, 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 far away from you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jehovah Lord. Oh, thank you, the King of Kings. The God. The 11th hour. A partner in Nigeria, customs officer. Customs officer. The wife was sick. She was diagnosed of having breast cancer. And they took her to the hospital. She was taken to the hospital. Diagnosed of having breast cancer. He said, look, they're going to do operation. She's a Christian. The brother also a Christian. I said, look. What they have done here, let me take them. Take her to the United States of America. Brought the woman to U.S. here. And right here to the doctors, the tested here. They do the spray. And they found out that she has cancer. Okay, no problem. He ferried her back to Lagos. Took her back to Lagos and they, okay, all right. Let's take her back to Lagos University Teaching Hospital. But right there at the Teaching Hospital, the brother now look at himself. Why am I a Christian? Why am I a child of God? Why can't I take authority? Eh? When by himself created the earth and heavens in the beginning and in John, the beginning of the world was with God, the world was under God. Why can't I kick it into the words of God? Why was there? The day or the night before she was to be operated upon, the brother went to the hospital, got there at 11 p.m. and sat there and started praying and praying and praying and praying and praying. When it was 12 midnight, where the wife was, he laid his right hand on the wife's breast. And from 12 midnight to 3 a.m., all that he was saying, in Jesus' name, cancer must die. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. 3 hours. And when it was 3 a.m., he closed the prayer. Lord, I thank you. I know you are praised. And he packed everything and went home. The people came in the morning. They wheeled you. They got there. Let's do the last check and things like that. They checked. They put her under whatever microscope, under whatever machine. Behold, cancer has disappeared. That's the God of 11th hour. God of 11th hour. There's nothing that the Lord cannot do. Is there anyone here this morning who is under a barrage of infirmity that doctors say this is impossible? But because you are here this morning and you are under this barrage, by the order of Jehovah Rapha, by the order of Jehovah Rapha, I declare and I decree healing in your life.
Amen.
Healing in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jehovah Lord. Thank you, Jehovah Lord. Thank you, Jehovah Lord. What about even in the United States of America here? A young man that was arrested and accused of committing murder. That's why it's good to pray that Lord, let me be at the right place at the right time with the right people. He was in the right place at the wrong time. Somebody was killed somebody and he was arrested. Amen? And what does the Bible say about the wages of sin? It's death. And when they kill America here, they put him on electric chair. Is that not so? For those of you who work in prisons, I refuse to work in prison. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We can make money from prison. You know? Amen. Amen. The Lord will give you better places to work.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You know, the day he was to be executed, the mother went to the, some few months before he was executed, the man went to the pastor. The pastor, so, he's talking to my son. If I so, dead, he's not released. You, pastor, I will kill. I too, I will kill myself. The pastor went quietly, gathered members of his family, and the prayer started to pray. They started to pray, and they prayed seriously. God answered their prayers, brothers and sisters. He said, repent. Beloved, few hours before this young man was to be executed, the person, because it was in the news, the man that committed the murder ran to the police station or ministry or something of justice or whatever and reported himself. He reported himself. The God of the 11th hour, he shall appear your situation. About this one, young man, what was happening to us? He was unable because of the economy situation. He was released from work, couldn't pay his pay his rent. And the landlord, after about 6 months, told him, "Look, young man, I've tried for you. Here, you live here for 6 months, free of charge. It's time for the party of the night. Go." But the young man, he went to the Lord in prayer. Went to the Lord in prayer. The seventh month, the landlord came with a lorry. He started putting his things into the lorry. The young man was not even around. Putting his things in the lorry. You know the way they do in Nigeria? They went to court, they would take out your den and they pack in. But right across the road, there was this other landlord who was just looking at what was happening. When the lorry was about to move out, the young man came in and he started weeping. And the landlord across told somebody, "Go and call this guy." They called him. "What is the problem?" And he said, "Daddy, so. And the man said, "Young man, right in my house, I have a flat unoccupied. Come and stay here for 5 years, free of charge." That's the situation. Jesus. Thank you, Jehovah Lord. Thank you, Jehovah Lord. What about the story of the widow of Zarephath? You have forgotten? He wanted to eat. But this woman had the last plates of pounded yam and ogbono soup ready for herself and her son to eat and die. And the man said, come on, you put yourself, you turn it around. No more money for her to spend, nothing. And one man came, a man of God. Which man of God? Was it stomach? Is stomach now? I mean, when you're hungry, you're hungry. Amen. But the woman with the spirit of God in her, looking at Elijah like this, okay, man of God, take. The man of God sat down, took knife and fork, watch all the angles of the pieces of meat. Cut them. Food, everything. He ate very well. He ate belly full. After I finished the food, now come. Madam Zarephath, do you have pots of oil in this your house? Whatever. The woman went look for all the pots of oil, but empty. Brought them even to neighbors. And the man prayed. And everywhere full of oil. For her to sell. Amen? The woman moved from the level of poverty to prosperity and she lived and lived and lived and lived. I stand here this morning. Makima Kasida. By the hand of God, by the hand of Jehovah, the hand of prosperity, I decree prosperity in your lives. Mighty name of Jesus. That is God for you, the God of 11th hour. Appear in the woman's situation. And she remained a very powerful woman at that time. The Lord shall release his signs and wonders upon you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jehovah Lord. Thank you, Jehovah Father. Thank you, Father. Let's rise upon our feet now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Because we should start praying. But I'm going to conclude. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. A brother in Lagos, Nigeria. The father died. Years back, got out of the university, looking for a job all around Lagos. Couldn't find a job. But one day, he went to what they call America International Insurance, called AICO. Amen? AICO. He sat at the reception. I started flipping through old newspapers, and he got to a place. They call it, what they call it, is it dividend or whatever they call it? You know, when you pay money to insurance or something, is it dividend? Yeah. But he got there, he wasn't collecting, what they call it, unclaimed insurance benefits. Unclaimed insurance benefits. I was just reading through and just saw under unclaimed insurance benefits. But at that time, he came for deliverance. Said, pray. When I was going on, I said, look, take this prayer point. Father Lord, open my inner eyes. You are going to pray that prayer today. Amen. Open my inner eyes. Guy prayed. He got there. He got to that place. And he was just looking through the list. What happened to him? He saw his first name. He saw his second name. He saw his third name. On claim, insurance, benefit. Somebody has been looking for a job for 2 or 3 years. 3 million naira. That the father left for him. Nobody told him about that. From there, he went to the headquarters. That is God of the 11th hour. They checked their system. They found his name. They found his teacher there. They told him to come back. Within 48 hours, he was issued a check of 3 million naira. The Lord that did it for him will do it for you.
Amen.
I said, the Lord will do it for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. You have been a part of this. Thank you, Father. Good thing I have to say, manifest by fire. Thank you, Jesus. Any power that took someone to have a full scale laughter in this year, what are you living for? Thank you, Jesus. The Lord told Moses, go to Pharaoh and tell him, let my people go. Amen?
Amen.
He became unrepentant. After several things that has happened, amen?
Amen.
At the time, same place, at the time the man went there with his rod that turned to divine serpent that swallowed up all the serpents in Pharaoh's palace. He said, pursue them to the Red Sea. Oh, repentant evil pursuer. You are going to pray like this. Because this is your any power, anywhere that wealthy that are decided to make your business their business, they shall collapse.
Amen.
They shall suffer. Wicked.
Amen.
You are going to pray this. They went their way. Wickedness. Amen. He said, the thief cometh, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But the Bible says, I have come to give you life and give you the room. More than the better. More abundantly. Without measure. Amen. So this is your year. Nobody can stop you this year.
Amen.
You are like a moving train. Any power, anywhere that wants to encounter you shall collapse.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. You know, it's going to grind your enemies to powder.
Amen.
It's going to grind them to powder. So tell me, in the mighty name of Jesus, come by fire, come by fire, come by fire. Amen. A man, our God is a man of war.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Baba has been fighting your battle for you.
Amen.
He will come to fight your battle for you.
Amen.
But this one, you are going to sing it. Come by fire, come by force, come by fire, come by force, come by fire, come by force, move my life forward.
Amen.
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 Look. You can't afford to stay at the same spot. Amen?
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 Amen.
Forward, ever, backward, never.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's a unchangeable change. Amen?
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 Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lord is writing the story of the life of some people here. He's writing the story of my life now.
Amen.
He's writing the story of my life now.
Amen.
Thank you, Jehovah. Come by fire. Come by fire. Come by fire. Come by force. Come by fire. Come by force. Come by fire. Come by
force.
Move by life. Move by life.
Move by life.
Move by life.
Move by life.
Move by life.
Move by life.
Move by life.
Move by life.
Come back, 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 Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We take it to our place. After we take the tithes and our offering. Thank you, Jesus. You are going to come to the Lord. We are going to come to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We pray for finally. We will not be stolen. We will Jesus was the Lord of the Lord. I was counted by them. The wise man, before the star, they went to Herod. Say, ah, Herod, I've seen this, I've seen this. We are trying to locate a Herod problem. Once you look, let me do come so I can go and worship him. Amen? Amen? Amen. No problem, we have brought your star. No power will put on this throne. In the mighty name of Jesus. You are going to cry to the Lord like this. Because Herod's plan was to abort Jehovah. Was to kill Jesus. Any power they kill and go. Kill and go. They kill and go. They are eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood. They kill and go. Any power anywhere. I said it goes to life. I said it goes to stop. Shall die.
Amen.
I said shall die.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to put this.
Every power.
That wants to stop my life from God.
That wants to stop my life from God.
Oh. I want to put it in the every power. Let me tell you, so this man, these are true life stories. Amen?
Yeah.
My pastor, with your permission, sir. A brother in Akura, Ondo State in Nigeria, had the factory and beside the factory, amen?
Yeah.
Was this other house where we have this herbalist? And the herbalist started giving him problems. Amen?
Amen?
And this brother, after about 5 years under this bondage, ran to the gods and met with one of our pastors. A pastor, so, and the pastor asked him, What do you want me to do?
Amen. That is biblical principle. Ask, seek, find. Amen. Biblical principle.
The brother said, Pastor, I want God to relocate this man.
Amen.
And the pastor followed the brother to Akure. And when they got to Akure, this is his factory. This is the Hapalis home. And they had this big tree in front of the Hapalis home. And the pastor got there. He stood in front of the Hapalis home. His Bible in his hand, pointed the Bible towards the house. I said, Father, Lord, I stand here as your servant and as your minister. Let it be known this day that I am your servant. Lord, relocate this Hapalis. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Simple prayer point. The brother, daddy, is that all? That is all. Amen. That is all. The pastor jumped into the car and was brought back. Amen. Brought back to the Lord. Within 3 days, the thing in front of the Hapalis home with that. Within 7 days, the Hapalis died. Any power anywhere. That will destroy of your life to all shall be relocated.
Amen.
Shall be.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We are going to pray the prayer now. Everywhere.
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 There will be stuff of my life to be.
There
will be stuff of my life to be. Jesus.
Morning, you have not given your life to Christ. You are coming up this time. You have not given your life to Christ.